This show was made at Art Media with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website artmedia.org.nz.
Welcome to Wahine Atua, a space made for and by women in Taranaki. Whether you're tuning in at home, work, or with a cuppa in hand, you're in great company. Join us now for chats, laughter, real korero, and a whole lot of wahine power. It's Wahine Atua, on now here at Access Radio Taranaki.
And welcome to Wahine Atua for today. Marcia, how are you today?
I'm good, feeling good.
That's good.
You know, we're in spring now, so
I
know.
It's crazy. But of course, the thing at the moment which we're going to talk about today is obviously illness, because it seems like everybody or everybody's kids are sick at the moment, aren't they? You know, like so much
We've been
around.
absolutely floored this year
Yeah.
with just a cold. Still got a little bit of a cough,
Yeah.
but I started being sick at King's birthday weekend.
Far out. Yeah, God, a few
And
months ago now.
we've just got back after 2 weeks in Rarotonga, and I think it was the best thing I
Yeah.
did was get some warmth and some sun. And
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate to be able to do that.
Yeah. Gosh,
But
yeah.
yeah, it's been a bad one for us this year. I
I
think
think
it's the
it's been
worst year we've had.
a bad one for everyone. Like I said to you beforehand, just off air, that I've got a staff member who's third week away this week, and obviously it's
And
if I
that's it,
turn
eh?
or
It's
leave,
the length of this
third
virus.
week. Yeah, and we've got the Radio New Zealand guys are both sick here at work at the moment. They're both sick, and of course the girl who's actually away, her son's had influenza A, and he's probably about the sixth one I think I've heard of having influenza A at the moment. And obviously it's rampant through the schools. It seems like influenza A's taken over COVID at the moment, really, probably more than anything else. But as you say, it's the length of time that people are away for, isn't it?
Well, I'd had a, like I said, King's birthday weekend, and I thought, oh, normally if I get a chill or a cold or something, within a week it's come on, peaked, and then on its way out. And I met with my line manager just sort of after 8, 9 days, and I'm like, oh, I should be feeling all right now. Another couple of days, I should be all good. And he's like, I've got bad news for you. He says, this is probably going to last 3 to 4 weeks. I said, don't be ridiculous. And it was right. It
Yeah, not
lasted.
good. Did you get a
It
flu jab this year, Marcia?
I didn't, because I went and got the
No, I
COVID
didn't
jab,
either.
and the flu jab wasn't out. And then I had to cancel going for my flu jab because I was sick.
Yeah, I didn't. I normally do get one, but I didn't get one this year either. And I'm sort of kicking myself now that I didn't, because obviously last
Think you
thing I
can still
need.
get it though.
Can you? Oh, maybe I should then. Yeah, maybe I should. Like, it's just, pain in the
But I've
bum,
not had
isn't it?
flu, because I did the test. The first bout I had, I went to the doctor, so I was concerned because I get environmental allergies, I've always got this annoying cough, that it might have gone to my chest, and the doctor tested me. I'd not got COVID, not got RSV, not got flu A or flu B. I'd
Oh,
literally
that's
got
good. I
a
actually
virus
saw
going
something.
around.
I'd never heard of it, and I thought I've got to mention it to our listeners. And it's called Zest, and I saw it last night. Actually came up on Facebook, and you can get it from Health 2000 here in Taranaki at Centre City, or you can order it online, and it's spelled Zest Wellness. That's the name of the brand, and it's called Breathe, and it's an immunity and lung support that is a lozenge that you suck.
Oh,
And
yeah.
people are swearing by it. They're saying about how amazing it is, A, to prevent and build your immunity, but B, also if you are sick, to be able to help. And I thought, oh, I must get some. They're quite expensive though. They're about $50 for a pack of 16, I think. But I thought, gosh, if something like that does work. I've had Buccalin burner, and I was always a person who swore by Buccalin for years. That was obviously prior to flu jabs. But
I've
here
never
we
heard of
are.
that. It must be a Kiwi thing.
Yeah, there's like a little, go to the pharmacy and buy these little tablets, and they're tiny little pills in a little box, and you can take them for your family, and it supposedly helps with your immunity. And they've always been really good. I'm an asthmatic, so I'm always really paranoid, because if I get a cold, generally it goes to my lungs, and that means I end up with bloody, 10 days worth of prednisone, which causes me to eat shit. And then what does, because I get the
Yeah, the
munchies on it, it's like,
circle of life, yeah.
absolutely, I
Yeah.
eat so much when I'm on prednisone, and then I get the jitters and can't sleep, and I can't sleep normally anyway. So it's a real double whammy, and then I end up on antibiotics. So of course, you know what happens is my sister says she calls it blackbirds comes to haunt you if you don't take a probiotic with it. And it's like, oh God, like all the things as women that you have to, think of.
I did the thing that helped me most was in my fridge. I've got some ginger paste,
Okay, yeah.
and then of course it's citrus season,
Yeah, ginger and lemon drinks.
so it's ginger and lemon and honey. I've always
Yeah.
got honey. We've got a beekeeper locally here, so I had
And I've
some
had their
local
honey
honey.
from the beekeeper at the Tarada. It's beautiful honey.
Yeah, so I had some honey. Any citrus that I've got in the garden, I've got oranges and lemons, so I was mixing it up.
Yeah.
And then some of the ginger paste.
Yeah, that's a
And
good thing to remember.
it was really, really soothing.
Yeah.
And get the vitamin C. And yeah, that it really helped.
Yeah.
It didn't get rid, but it didn't get worse either. And it
Yeah,
just helped
yeah,
make me
yeah.
feel
Yeah.
better.
I notice one thing I've got to be really careful of too is even over the counter stuff that you buy, because a lot of stuff's got ibuprofen in it, and I can't take ibuprofen after you've had a gastric bypass. You can't have ibuprofen, and I believe you me, I tried one Nurofen, and it must have been about probably 18 months after having the surgery, and I had backache, and I took an ibuprofen because it's the only thing I had in the house, and it was late at night, and I was in so much pain with my back that I just took it. And holy mother of God, did I learn the lesson, because it was the most painful thing I've ever had, and never again would I ever have an ibuprofen. But it means even things like Lemsip often have ibuprofen in it, and so I've got to make sure that it doesn't. So there's not a lot around. I know
But the
people
thing
keep
is,
it.
they say you can buy stuff, but it's not cheap being
No,
sick.
it's not. No, I was with one of the girls from work the other day, and she was looking. I think it's called Hatches, which is a tonic that you can take for kids. And I mean, it was like $35 for a bottle of it,
I
like for
mean,
kids.
it builds up.
Yeah, too
And
right,
that's
Aaron.
why I just looked, what have I got? What have I got that can help?
Yeah.
And I'd actually found some root ginger in the freezer
Yeah.
because, I buy it with all good intention of using it, and then I think,
Yeah.
oh, I better
Great
freeze
place
that
for it,
before.
yeah.
So I thought, right, I'd use the ginger paste up. So I've grated some ginger. Anybody who's got a citrus tree has got plenty
Yeah,
in winter.
absolutely.
So I
Yeah.
thought, well, go back to tried and tested. Warm water. And the thing that I did do was I'd actually took time off work.
Yeah. Yeah, and I
I
think you have
actually
to.
rested. I'm fortunate position. There's only two adults in our household. I've not got children that I need to care for. So I think just the rest, the vitamin C, keeping warm, just listening to my body. My body was telling me, for God's sake, woman, sit down.
Yeah, do you think, Marcia, that like obviously post-COVID, do you think that people have become a bit complacent now because COVID's not as rampant, or do you think people are being more sensible about staying away and keeping those germs away?
I think the attitude, my experience, the attitude towards work, and I'm basing this really about my pre-New Zealand days. You used to have to turn up to work. If you could put one foot in front of
If you
the
weren't
other, you were
dead,
expected to be at work. Regardless of spreading germs, it was just one of those things. Somebody came to the office with a cold, you knew everybody were going to get it, but everybody were expected to be at work. Whereas, and I can say this hand on heart, wherever I've been employed since I've come to New Zealand, if I've been sick, it's been, what are you doing at work? Go home, recover. Because if you take your downtime, then you're back to work. But again, people, I'm fortunate I get sick pay. Some people don't.
No.
So I'm always aware that I'm fortunate in that respect, that I work for an organisation that if you're well, they don't want you. And I work from home most of
Yeah.
the time, so I'm only
Legally,
affecting myself.
they have to give you 10 days, I believe, legally. So, yeah, so you have to have 10 days. But obviously, after and over and above that, I mean, I, as an employer here, I'm pretty lenient. And if staff have used their 10-day sick leave, I'll let them use it in credit, for another 10 if they need it, if they're in credit. And we can accrue here as staff, I think, up to 20. I mean, at my previous job, I think I, before I left, I think I had like 122 days of sick leave because it just accrued. It never ever ran out. And I am of the firm belief that you are far better off to be home than coming in and spreading germs. And especially people who've got kids, it's just not fair on them when you've got kids sick. I mean, they want mum. They
And
do
one of the
that.
things as well, sometimes, some days I felt well enough to do some, like half a day, and then I were done, I were cooked. But because I'm part time, I managed to juggle. So instead of doing like 3 full days, I were doing shorter days, but more days as I came back. And my the management team actually said, look, if you feel you need to go and have a nap, go and have a nap. Just look after yourself. So like I say, I'm very fortunate. But I've spoke about it before through menopause and things. I actually the having a nap is a wonderful thing. And it just stopping, closing my eye, not necessarily just going to sleep, but doing that posh one that we talked about, just lying there in peace for about 10, 15
Makes a
minutes
huge
is
difference.
so healing.
Funny that you say that because obviously I've just had this massive dental surgery, and when I was away, I was working from home. I had 3 days off sick leave, and the rest of the time I was working from home. And I in the afternoon timed it that I could go and have a nana nap for half an hour on the couch, and I did fall asleep. And God, it
I don't
made
think you should
such
call it a nana nap,
well,
because that
no,
suggests it's something we do when we're old.
yeah. Well, I am a nana. I don't want to think I'm old. But you know, like I, but it didn't make such a huge difference. And I think that helped definitely help with the healing of
It's a
getting over.
reset.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Just to turn the brain off for a while, right? We should all live in Italy where we get to have a siesta in the
Well, I was just
afternoon.
going to say, in a lot of Europe, they have the afternoon siesta. It's not a bad thing.
No.
When children are tiny, they have a sleep during the day because the body's so busy growing and learning,
Well,
it
I know.
needs
Yeah,
a
absolutely.
rest,
Well,
a
my mum,
recharge.
who's in her 90s, she has a sleep every afternoon. She goes and climbs into bed and has a sleep for a couple of hours. Actually, the funniest thing with her, which makes me laugh, is that sometimes if she slept a bit longer, she'll wake up and she thinks it's the next day. And I'll go, oh no, mum, you've just slept. It's 5:30 or it's 6 o'clock or whatever. You've just slept a bit longer. If you just got home and I've just got home. And she'll go, oh, I think I went to bed about 11 o'clock this morning. And she'd slept for hours, and she doesn't sleep very well at night. But good on her. God, why not? Good on her.
I think there's just a lot that we can do when you've got a winter bug or any time, and I think it's that self-care. And I'm trying, and part of me using what I was available to me freely is because I'm 30 minutes away from a shop. If I don't feel well enough to even brush my hair, there's no way I'm getting in the car driving for 30 minutes because
I
I,
hear.
and both of us were sick at the same time. I mean, that was a saving grace with us this year. Normally, one sick gets well and then the other one gets sick, but we were both sick. So we watched a couple of box set DVD, rewatched some DVD box sets, because all we could do was just sit on the couch,
Yeah, I hear. I do
drink honey
hear.
and lemon, and ate lots of toast and cereals.
It's funny that you talk about that because we were over the course, obviously, of, when your kids are sick and you're doing things and you're getting things, obviously sorted and bits and pieces, how you do go back to just wanting to blob on the couch and just relax, don't you? Like you just want to. That's just what you want to do,
And actually, the cats were a little bit annoyed when we got well because they'd got used to having us at home.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
Mm.
it's funny, eh? You don't realize that, that my dogs were like that, Marcia. They've been like that. They get used to, and they also get used to getting fed a little bit earlier. And then, so a few times when I've
So,
got home
have
late,
you got any home remedies, Tracy?
well, I swear, I'm like you. I like lemon and honey, and I will say, field to fork. Is out at Corrigeon Place out in Bell Block, and they sell Egmont honey, the Manuka honey there, really cheap. So I've gone and bought quite a few jars of that really high strength medical grade Manuka honey. So I use that. Lemon, obviously ginger is the other thing I use, and obviously lemons off the tree for the citrus. But the other thing I swear by, and I swear by it as a singer, is lemon balm and sage tea, which I mix with squeeze of lemon juice and also some honey in it, and that's really good for clearing all the gunk out of you. And it, other thing is steaming, as I steam a lot when I'm sick, and then I do the whole big bowl of hot boiling water and putting a towel over your head and sitting there, because it does make a difference. I know, obviously my daughter's got the two little ones, and the oldest one was, he must have been about 15 months old, and he got a really bad dose of the flu, and I ended up having to take him to hospital because she just had a, he wouldn't have even been that actually. She not long had her other baby, and of course she couldn't take him to the hospital with the baby, and so I took Finn to the hospital, and he was so sick, and the nurse said to me, "Have you got one of those steamers?" And I said, "Well, I've got like a steamer at home, like a diffuser steam," and she said, "No." She said they're really good. They're basically like a nebulizer that you just put saline in them, and they're quite cheap and they're portable. And I thought, oh, I must get one. And I actually saw them on Facebook on a reel the other day that they were on special. I think they're about $60, and it's basically like a little handheld portable nebulizer that you just drop the saline in, and you can actually steam for babies with a mask. And you know, like I think it was buy one, you got one free. Like how great it would be to have it at a caregiver's house and then have it at home. And I thought I must get one actually, because I think steam
But
does
still,
make it
$660 is.
absolutely. And you know, in all honesty, is it going to be much different than sitting there in the bathroom with a shower on high and letting the bathroom fill up with steam? Because I can remember when my kids were little, Marcia, I would do that a lot. I'd sit on the floor with the shower open and the door with the shower open, just sit on the floor holding them in the steam. Oldest one used to get croup, and it would sound so like she was a barking dog. It was horrendous. I think steam does help. It does help. And let's face it, like people we hear, you know, God, I got my power bill the other day and just about had heart failure when I saw how much my power had gone up. You know, and like it only seemed like yesterday I was paying $250 a month, and now I'm paying double that at least. You know, yes, there is, you know, four of us who are at home, and I've got, technically speaking, we've got three spaces with mum with her little flat and me, obviously, and then my daughter and her partner have got a tiny home, but and we're all on the one bill. But still, I mean, you do stop and think about putting a heater on. I mean, I've got a log burner. But if you had little kids and you want the bedroom to be warm and to take that chill off, because I think that's, you don't want it to be hot, obviously, but you just want to take that chill off, you know, like you do have to stop and think about, you know, what you've got on, and where the cost of even that sort of thing is going to, isn't it? You do have to be really careful.
To be honest, a couple of nights I just slept sat up on the couch because I was comfortable, and I thought, why am I moving from here? And you know, I've got, and of course, I'd had a cat on my lap already, so I'm like, I'll just sit here and see how we go. So I put another log on the fire and just slept out on the couch.
I hear, I do hear. It's not easy, you know, like when you're sick and
Is
you're
there any
unwell.
other, have you heard of any other herbs that
I
might be
know, I
useful?
tell you one thing which is really good for your throat, and I heard this through a friend who swears by it, and she mixes up a teaspoon of honey with a teaspoon of cinnamon, and she turns it into a paste, and she literally has it in the fridge mixed up, and she has a spoonful of that every so often, because cinnamon's an anti-inflammatory. Obviously, Martina, who's got a show here actually called Herbal Wisdom, she makes these amazing vinegars and these tinctures. A lot of them for winter, have the, you know, like the They're quite strong with ginger and turmeric and cinnamon and cloves and things like that. Or having mixed it in an infusion with honey, I think definitely helps. I'm pretty bland, but it's lemon, honey, ginger, cinnamon are probably the things for me, probably in, yeah, that I would have.
The one thing that I do, and I think it's more of a comfort than ever else, is I get my wheat back
Oh yeah,
warmed up, and I lay that on my chest,
good
and
old Vicks
then
Vaporub, that's the other thing, of course.
yeah, and I put Vicks on the wheat bag, and then it just gets that menthol, and I don't know whether it does any, it makes me feel better, whether it's got any medical stuff in it, I really don't know, but it makes me feel better. So that's half the battle, eh?
Oh, absolutely. God,
And then, of course, I always remember, the old wives' tales and the sayings that I got from my nanan, my mum's mum. And I'm one of these days, I'm going to write a book, but hers was always feed a cold, starve a fever. So I always think, right, feed this cold. And then I think, yeah, but she didn't mean just eat all the junk food that you can get your hands on.
But that's the thing though, isn't it? Sometimes you just want junk food. I tell you what, I got given with having dental surgery, one of the staff members a little bit of a tip here, because I have seen it, but I have never ever bought it before. So organics is a range of stuff that you can get. They bring that baby food, but they make soup. And like I do generally have tins of soup. Generally it's good old Watties condensed tomato soup that I use, to be honest, as a base to make spaghetti and make meatballs. So I generally have tinned soup, where I have the good old packet, continental cup of soup that I have in the pantry. But I don't generally buy a lot of soup like I normally make. Right, but obviously I was feeling rotten, and Rachel, who works here, gave me a sachet. It was one of those plastic sachets that are on the shelf of this organic, I think something other organics, soup, but it's mushroom and potato. And oh my God, and it's got a coconut base. It is the best soup I think I've ever had that's been store bought. It is so yummy. It's like about $5 for a packet. And I must admit, I ate the whole packet. But it's thick, and it's like portobello mushrooms, like tastes like proper portobello mushrooms. If you like
Yum.
mushrooms, it was phenomenal. And I ended up, I had it one night when my mouth was so sore, and I ended up in my last grocery shop last weekend, I ended up buying 10 packets because it was on special at Woolworths, just to put away because it was so yummy. I thought, God, if I don't buy it now, it's on special, they'll probably stop selling it or whatever. But far out, yummy. And I thought, gosh, and like, even when you're feeling rotten, you do just want something that's convenient. But often soup's quite good. The other thing I
Yeah, well,
generally do is I try and keep things like casseroles. If I make a casserole, because I'm only cooking for me or mum, is I'll throw stuff in the freezer. So I generally do have a bit of, bits and pieces like that, things like casseroles if I need to, or soups, or
well,
even mashed
I had two
potato.
lots of homemade soup given to me by neighbours. You know what we're like here in Tarata. So I got some lovely leek and potato
Yum.
from Sarah. So that I got. That was delicious. And then one day I got up to see an ice cream container on the front deck with a get well soon card, and it had got pea and ham, homemade pea and ham soup in it from Alicia, who dropped some off. And that it's peas not something Matthew likes, so I had pea and ham soup for 3 days, and it was bloody delicious. And even if I've made it, you know what it's like. Somebody, when we're coming back on the plane, somebody asked me where was my favourite place to eat while we're in Rara, and I said anywhere where I've not had to cook it myself. So, something delicious, even if you've made it yourself, but somebody else has made it, it always ups it by another 10%, doesn't
Too right,
it?
it does. Yeah, totally agree with you. Yeah, it makes it so much.
And to be honest, the thing for me, while I was feeling sick, not having to think about what I was going to have to eat.
That's it, Marcia. That's exactly right. I think that is. It's
Just,
being able to go and
just
grab
going to the
something.
fridge, seeing this ice cream container full of goodness, because you knew it was homemade and it wasn't full of whatever else is, you know, it was just good homemade soap, and it was so warming. And then you also get that feeling that somebody's done that for you as well. So
Yeah,
that's always
absolutely.
nice. So,
Yeah.
you know, I thought, you know, if anybody else is sick and I'm not sick, then I'm going to take them soap.
Yeah, you're right though, because you
But
can't
again,
be.
I've always got bits of soap in
Yeah.
the freezer, but I couldn't even be bothered to walk to the
Yeah.
freezer, get it
Yeah.
out,
I
defrost it, because I
hear.
wanted it now.
Yeah. I do hear.
Yeah, so
I do hear as
that's
well.
the thing for me, is I really try to eat healthy and use what resources I've got to hand without spending a fortune
Yeah.
at the
No.
supermarket or
Yeah.
the chemist. So, and I think that's it, isn't it? Because I mean, a visit to the doctors is not cheap, and then you
No.
over the counter remedies are not cheap. And even what I've been amazed by, or what made me give a little internal grumble, was the price of paracetamol and how much it differs from place to place.
100%. The best place, obviously, is the big yellow shop that's at Waiwakaio in Centre City, because I think you pay $3.99 for a pack of 100 there. But, you know, let's face it, it's
And
not,
other
you've
places
got.
are like 10, $12
Absolutely.
for the same pack.
Horrendous. Yeah, horrendous. It's just horrendous with what you pay. It's just, it blows my mind.
But again, if you're not feeling well,
Well, that's it. You'll buy it there,
do you
won't
want
you?
to drive to these
Yeah,
places to get a
that's exactly
bargain?
right. Yeah.
And then by the
Yeah.
time you've put your petrol in and everything, you know, so it's kind of like, it almost feels like there should be a standard price for
Yeah.
that basic
Yeah.
medication. Because
I will say what I generally do now is if I ever go to Chemistry House, I buy a packet every time I'm there, whether I
Yeah,
need
because
it
you can
or
only
not.
buy one packet.
You can only buy one packet, right? But I'll buy a packet and then I know that I've always got it at home. I generally try and do that. But you know, let's face it, when you're popping paracetamol, you know, every 4 hours, it doesn't take long to go through 100. If you've got a couple of people sick in a house, it doesn't take long at all.
And you know, again, paracetamol,
Yeah.
it's helpful, but it's not something that you should really be taking
No, God no.
long term or willy
No,
nilly.
absolutely not. Yeah.
And you know, it is, if you're not well, and you can overdose,
Yeah, you can
as in,
do.
you know, taking too much will
Yeah, you've got to
make
be
you
so
feel not very
careful.
well. So,
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
know, and
Yeah.
I'm sure statistics would show, if we could see them from ED, there'll be accidental paracetamol overdose in
Well,
adults
that's it. You can
without feeling well.
that can happen. That can happen. You know, you've got to be so careful, especially, you know, like even, you know, I hate to say it, people who give it to kids frequently, you've got to be so careful that you don't overdose them. Just has got to be so careful.
And actually, I'm just sat here slugging my water, because that's something else, is stay hydrated.
Yes, absolutely. You're so right.
Stay hydrated, and
Yeah.
all the time, because I'm a big coffee drinker.
Yeah.
I really love my coffee.
You and me
But
both.
while I was sick, the taste of the milkiness in the coffee wasn't good. So
Yeah.
just drinking, even the cold water, I put lemon in it. Every opportunity to get vitamin
Yeah,
C into my
that's
body,
a
I were doing
great
it.
tip. Really good tip. Hey, Mousie, that takes us to the time up now, believe it or not. But thank you for those tips. Hopefully we've shared some with our listeners and hopefully they'll be able to use some of them. You have yourself a great week. Keep warm, keep well.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com. We've made this podcast with help from New Zealand On Air here at Art Media. For more information, head to our website, artmedia.org.nz.